Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory Henry College. And we're announcing big news from WEHC. Starting earlier this month, we broadcast into a lot more areas around here. In particular, Wise FM 90.3, Pound 91.3, Norton 91.7. So we should be reaching Clinton and Big Stone Gap, St. Paul, and more. And we are and have been and now are more so the voice of Southwest Virginia. So I want to welcome any new listeners to Wombats and Music. I put on quite a variety, as much as I can, and occasionally stick in something odd or strange, which I call a wombat. It's like a reading or a joke. I have a wombat tonight, so if you listen to the whole show, you'll hear what a wombat is, an example. However, I'm going to start off with an old-time country music, Wabash Cannonball by Roy Acuff, one of the great classics of this genre. Here is Wabash Cannonball.
Great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the queen of flowing mountains to the South Bell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball." Eastern states are dandy, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on that Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered round the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, as she glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engineer, that lonesome hobo's call. You're traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
You just heard the Wabash Cannonball by Roy Acuff. The next song has similar roots. It's the Crawdad Song, one I like and perform. But this particular recording was made in the last couple of years. So country music and bluegrass music is still around and sounds a lot like it did back then. This is the Petersons. I play something almost every week from them. And I remind you that there are three sisters and a brother. The mother plays bass. The sisters play various instruments. The brother plays the guitar and sings. They all sing. And they have another member of their group who is not a family member, Emmett Franz. And he plays the dobro slide guitar. And I think that instrument adds something special to their recordings. This is the Crawdad Song by the Petersons.
Mm-hmm. Step, baby, step to lay. Crawdad, man, don't pass your gate. Honey, baby, mine. What are you gonna do when the lake goes dry, honey? What are you gonna do when the lake goes dry, babe? What are you gonna do when the lake goes dry? Sit on the bank, watch crawdad die, honey, baby, mine. I heard the ducks say to the drake, honey.
Crawdad song by the Petersons. I've always had a little trouble with the word love. Saying I love you is not an easy thing, and trying to define what it means is even harder. But I had a breakthrough this week. I was talking to a friend, and he mentioned unconditional love. I thought, yeah, I get that. Unconditional love, I understand. So now I can say, I unconditionally love you. I unconditionally love you all out there. But I want to play the next song and tell you what it's about. It's called Making Love Out of Nothing at All, and it's a beautiful kind of love song. And the key idea to me here is that love, when you fall in love with someone, who knows why? Reason goes out the door. It just sort of comes out of nothing at all. So this is Air Supply singing Making Love Out of Nothing at All.
And I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers. And I know just how to lie. I know just how to fake it. And I know just how to scheme. I know just when to face the truth. And then I know just when to dream. And I know just where to touch you. And I know just what to prove. I know when to pull you closer. And I know when to let you loose. And I know the night is fading. And I know the time's gonna fly. And I'm never gonna tell you everything I gotta tell you. But I know I gotta give it a try. And I know the roads to riches. And I know the ways to fame.
Your head, and every star in the sky is taking aim at your eyes like a spy.
Air Supply with Making Love Out of Nothing at All. The next group is led by Maura Smiley, and they do a lot of traditional harmony, what I think are traditional, very close to the sacred harp, old-time gospel shape note singing, which they do a lot of too. And it's interesting to me that I think of my musical tastes and everyone's as sort of being like a circle with a center and then radii that go out in all different directions. And I think closer to the center of my circle of tastes are old-time things like this, Parting Friends by Maura Smiley.
Traveling through the wilderness, your company has been delightful. You who doth leave my mind distressed, I go away behind to leave you, perhaps never to meet again. But if we never have the pleasure, I hope we'll meet on Canaan's land. I know dark clouds are gathering on me. I know my way is rough and steep. Yet beauteous fields lie just before me.
Parting Friends by Maura Smiley and her group Voco. The next song is Old Devil Time by Pat Humphreys. Two things interest me about this song in particular. One is sometimes it's hard to classify a song, figure out what genre it goes in. But this one for me just jumps right into folk music. I can't tell you why. And if you find a song that doesn't have any genre, then they call it a novelty, a one-of, a one that defines its own specific genre. The second thing is Old Devil Time. We humans only get to be whatever age we are at the moment. We may be young, we may be old, we may be middle-aged, whatever, that's where we are. But time is clearly old. Time has been around for a long time. And yet, in a real sense, time is just beginning. So it's young. So talking to Old Devil Time, you're kind of talking to a being that is timeless.
Old Devil Time, I'm gonna fool you now. Old Devil Time, you'd like to bring me down. Fight you one more time. Old Devil Fear, you with your icy hands. Old Devil Fear, you like to freeze me cold. But when I'm afraid, my lovers gather round. Help me rise invite you one more time.
Devil Time by Pat Humphreys. The next song combines a number of things for me. First of all, it's sung by Jimmy Buffett. I'm a big Jimmy Buffett fan. I love his music. I love his writing. And I read his autobiography. I've been to Key West a few times, and Key West is just a wonderfully laid-back place in some ways. And it's one of Jimmy Buffett's home bases. I went to his store, bought a t-shirt. Anyway, so this is Jimmy Buffett. And the second thing is, it's a song called Paradise by John Prine. And John Prine is just one of the best writers of folk music I ever knew. And the third thing is, it's a protest song. It's saying that the coal companies are destroying the mountains. And they did, to some extent. And that's probably ending now, that coal is going to be fading out sooner or later. Anyway, this is Paradise by Jimmy Buffett to a live audience.
When I was a child, my family used to travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backward old town that's so often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. Hey, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Well, sometimes we would travel right down that Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adria Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot off our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. Hey, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Coal company came with the world's largest shovel,
And they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. And they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. And they marked it all down as the progress of man. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise awaiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. Hey, Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train done hauled it.
You just heard Paradise, sung by Jimmy Buffett. The next song is Minnesota Strip. And let me tell you something about Minnesota Strip. I'll read you from Wikipedia. The Minnesota Strip is an archaic name for an area in Manhattan comprising 8th Avenue between 42nd Street and 57th Street. It is now part of Hell's Kitchen. The name comes from the high volume of teenage Midwestern prostitutes that populated the area from the 1960s to the 1990s. So it's a tough, tough place. And this song is from one of my favorite Broadway shows. It was called Runaways. And it was all about children who had run away from home. And a number of the people in the cast were actual runaways. And some of the songs were tough. Mean, strong songs about what it was like to be a runaway in Manhattan back in that time. This was the 70s, so this song catches that. You can feel the pain. This is the Minnesota Strip from the Broadway show Runaways.
Let me tell you about the Minnesota Strip. The big men come and they make the little kids trip. They fill their brains with drugs that then
tops and corkies, and he got me a waterbed up on our flat on Avenue C between 5th and 6th. He built gratings and has a shepherd named Duke, so we're safe. All Miko says that we live in a free generation, and the man and the woman go into mutual enterprise, and sex is a business like kitchenware, lucrative, prosperous, and even humanitarian. If some middle-aged dude is freaking out because he can't get along with his family, I can make him feel like a daddy. I can make him feel like a daddy. Miko says a lay is a game. When I was a kid, my parents would check on me before they'd shoot up, and I'd pretend to be asleep. Miko says it's the same. Just pretend you feel good. Just pretend you feel good. Mostly everything works like clockwork, and I'll be Miko's number one girl forever. Or at least until I'm 16 and can get my learner's permit to drive to Montana to be a rancher. But for now it's not bad, it's 7 minutes a stretch. To be someone's Sally, to be someone's daughter, to be someone's sister, to pretend to be glad, to pretend to be glad. If the digital stopwatch that Miko bought me keeps working, I stay out of trouble. Legs open at 1, close at 7. I'm safe because Miko steals pills from a medical warehouse. I open at 1 minute, close at 7. If I ever go overtime, I catch hell. Once I met a guy who was a sailor, he was 18. 19. He had acne. He was very sweet. He didn't do anything. He asked me if I would go to Ohio to live with his mother. When I asked him to go, he laughed at me. He said we no more water beds, no more grass, no more pills and bright colors. He said I couldn't even be number one again. How could I be after I'd hurt him so bad? He needs me. He needs me. He made a deal to reward me. He's raising my percentage. He made a producer and I'll go to the movies. I'm not yet 13 nuggets to go naked. And the men who touch me are college type actors. I'll pretend I'm a movie star. I'll pretend I'm an actress. I'll pretend I'm a college ball queen.
That was the Minnesota Strip from Runaways. The next song is by Dar Williams. I went to a number of concerts by Dar Williams, often at very small folk venues. It'd be 30 or 40 people there drinking coffee or sipping drinks. And she'd come on stage with her and a guitar and did a beautiful job. But this particular song, Wilder Than Her, she wrote. And it's a powerful song. There's some great lines in there. Listen for them. One of them is an example. She says, I'm wilder than her. She's a summer storm, but I'm a hurricane. She just blows through. Some just blow through town. Some blow the town away. That's being wilder. And there are other little phrases that you'll catch if you listen closely about what it's like to be the wilder of two people in a relationship. So this is Wilder Than Her by Dar Williams.
She's got all those charms. I'm a house on fire too, but I got four alarms. And I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind. But she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows you down, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her. When we go driving in our cars, racing through the night, she can drive as fast as me, but she stops at all the lights. She says it's 'cause I'm crazy, and she's probably right. But I think that the reason is that I'm twice as wild, and I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her. When she takes my hand and she looks me in the eye, I see something that I've never seen in my life. She takes the fire and turns it down low. She takes the night and makes it not so cold. She takes the distance and breaks it into miles. She makes my life just a little less wild. And I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her.
The That was Wilder Than Her by Dar Williams. I was recently thinking of the movie Good Morning Vietnam. So I want to say, good day, Wise! Welcome to the listeners from Wise and Pound and Norton and Clinton and Big Stone Gap and St. Paul and all the areas out that way. Welcome to the WEHC community. If you're hearing me for the first time, I'm your host, Harry Baya, and my weekly show is Wombats and Music. And it's a chance for me to play for you songs I think are extra special. Everything from gospel to folk music, occasional a little bit of pop, and some bluegrass. And occasionally I put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things wombats. And it's wombat time in this show. So I'm going to read you a poem, and I introduce it. So this is me with God Made Mud.
Kurt Vonnegut is one of my favorite authors. In the book Cat's Cradle, he had a made-up religion, and they had a prayer for the dying. And a priest would come to visit the dying, and together they would recite this poem. And I hope to have it read at my funeral. So this is A Prayer for the Dying by Kurt Vonnegut. God made mud. God got lonesome. So God said to some of the mud, sit up. See all I've made, said God. The hills, the sea, the sky, the stars. And I was some of the mud that got to sit up and look around. Lucky me. Lucky mud. I, mud, sat up and saw what a nice job God had done. Nice going, God. Nobody but you could have done it, God. I certainly couldn't have. I feel very unimportant compared to you. The only way I can feel the least bit important is to think of all the mud that didn't even get to sit up and look around. I got so much, and most mud got so little. Thank you for the honor. Now mud lies down again and goes to sleep. What memories for mud to have. What interesting other kinds of sitting up mud I met. I loved everything I saw. Good night. That was A Prayer for the Dying by Kurt Vonnegut. Another wombat in tonight's Wombat Show.
The next song is Copper Kettle by Joan Baez. Joan Baez emerged into the folk music scene early. She was at the 1959 Newport Jazz Festival, and then she really came into the public area in 1960. She was only 19 years old when she emerged, and she immediately became enormously popular. I was in the Boston area at that time, and her father was actually a professor at the school where I was a student. But I didn't know that until many years later. What I did know was that this new voice had come into being, and I loved it. And I went to concerts in the 60s, early in her career. And here was this lovely, young, tiny woman, tiny to me compared to me, with this incredible voice. And she often performed alone, just her and the guitar. And I loved it. And this is one of the songs that I remember from back then. Copper Kettle by Joan Baez, which now I associate with the area around Abingdon up in the hills.
Just lay there by the juniper while
Joan Baez with Copper Kettle. The next song is an instrumental. I don't play many instrumentals. I like them all right, but I like the words so much more. Anyway, this is called Air Tune. It's by Molly's Revenge. They're an English-born group that's performed mostly in America, and they have English, Scottish, and Irish roots. And among their members is Maura Smiley, who we played a whole song by her earlier. And right now they're on kind of a break, waiting to find a new piper, a bagpiper. Anyway, this is a lovely tune, Air Tune. It's called Air Tune, and gentle, relaxing, and I like it a lot.
Thank you.
just heard Air Tune by Molly's Revenge. In the late 50s and early 60s, in the American cultural music scene, something happened. It was called the Folk Music Revival. It had started really years earlier, but it didn't pick up a lot of steam until around then. And there were so many groups that came in. Peter, Paul, and Mary, Pete Seeger, I could name like 15 of them. But one of the biggest ones and the most popular ones and the one that I learned from and sang a lot of their songs was the Kingston Trio. And this is one of their big hits. It Takes a Worried Man by the Kingston Trio. That was A Worried Man by the Kingston Trio. When you get into woo-woo stuff and mythology and ghosts and spirits, there are all sorts of different animals and creatures that have come up. But one of the interesting ones, the area of me, is trees. There are a number of songs and poems about trees. I think trees have a particularly mystical feel to them. People talk about hugging trees. I hugged my first tree about 2 weeks ago. It was interesting. Anyway, this next song is called The Woodcutters, and it's by a group called Small Potatoes, and it joins a genre of songs I know about trees. So here is The Woodcutters.
Oak logs warm you well that are old and dry. Logs of pine will sweetly smell. But the sparks will fly. Birch logs are burned too fast. A chestnut scarce at old sir. And hawthorn logs are good to last. That are cut well in the fall, sir. Why, surely you will find there's no compare with a hardwood log that's cut in winter time, sir. Holly logs burn like wax, you can burn them green. Elm logs burn like smoldering flags, with no flames to be seen. Beech logs for winter time, and yule logs as well, sir. Green elder logs, it is a crime for any man to sell, sir. Why, surely you will find there's no compare with a hardwood log that's cut in winter time, sir. Pear logs and apple logs, they will scent your room. Cherry logs across the dogs, they smell like flowers abroom. But ash logs, smooth and gray, buy them green or old, sir, and buy up all that comes your way, for they're worth their weight in gold, sir.
That was The Woodcutter's Song by Small Potatoes. The next song is Bright Morning Stars by Ellen Gossian. Bright Morning Stars is a great song to sing in group. Lots of room for harmony. I looked up Ellen Gossian because I didn't know who she was. It says she's a traditional folk musician, singer, pianist, and cranky artist. I had to find out what crankies are. So I Googled it, and what do I find? Hand-cranked illustrated songs and stories combining folk, art, music, and poetry. And apparently she's big in that game. Never heard of it before. Anyway, this is Bright Morning Stars.
Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Day is a breaking in my soul. Oh, where are our dear mothers? Oh, where are our dear mothers? Oh, where are our dear mothers? Day a breaking in my soul. They are down in the valley singing. They are down in the valley singing. They are down in the valley singing. Day is a breaking in my soul. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Day is a breaking in my soul. Oh, where are our dear sisters? Oh, where are our dear sisters? Oh, days of breaking in my soul. They are sowing seeds of gladness. They are sowing seeds of gladness. They are sowing seeds of gladness. Days are breaking in my soul. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Days are breaking in my soul.
That was Bright Morning Stars, sung by Ellen Gozian, and the last song on the show today is Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And I want to welcome all of our new listeners from Wise, Virginia, and anywhere nearby that can pick us up. Welcome to the WEHC community, and I believe the call sign for the Wise radio station is WISE. So welcome, Wise. Now it's time to ask you and join me in celebrating. So, here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.